want you in here.
It smells like a...
It's disgusting.
It smells like a... Two old ladies trying to have a good time at 6 p.m. on a Friday night.
That's right, girl.
What up?
What is this? Who
this
are
is
you?
I would say that this is what you call Shut Up Weirdo.
And
I am Frangry, and you are?
I'm Michelle.
Welcome, weirdos. We are back.
And if you don't know who we are, we did a talk show here for about 10 years. And then we stopped. And then we did it again for 9 months.
They don't need a history. They'll get to know us.
Ooh, interesting.
They'll get to know the new us.
New us. So we have one question.
We have one topic.
Topic.
And we will pose it.
Yes.
Let's set the stage.
Okay.
Okay. So we are
Why
Frangry.
Don't you set the stage by opening the champagne?
Okay. We are very happy to be back,
yes,
number
we
one.
Are.
But we are Frangry and Michelle. And what we do here is we have a topic. And we pose the topic. Should we turn the theme music off? We pose the topic. And then what happens is you guys call in. And the phone number is 201-209-9368. It's like riding a bike. I didn't even forget it.
Are you people allowed to call in and just be like, hey, what's up, girls?
No, that's not the vibe.
Not allowed. Not welcome back, friends.
No. We're not here to chit-chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, love y'all, but no.
No, we got a show to run. We got some shirts to give away.
Exactly. So then, speaking of shirts, we have a new... We're reissuing. Our first Frangry and Michelle Shut Up Weirdo shirt ever. So it's half Michelle's face, half my face. And then our favorite call every week, we will be here for the summer, wins a free t-shirt.
And the t-shirts just got here. And a handwritten love note from us.
And we've got...
You better get that away from the board.
We're ready.
She used her saber.
It's just Friday night. Two girls. All right. Here we go. What's the topic, Michelle?
The topic is...
This topic came from your brain.
It did come from me. I always text Franny and I'm like, do you think it's weird if I... Do you think it's weird if I... And my one this week was, do you think it's weird if I... get a painting in my house of a girl
yes.
who looks just like me.
And I said, no way, cool, I love that painting.
All right.
Also, like, you're hot, so go for it. Anyway, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, do you think it's weird if I... So then, the way this works...
Ooh, nice.
ASMR. Yeah. Is you call in and you fill the blank. You tell us about the weird thing you want to do. And we tell you if it's cool or weird, or if you need to be committed, or if you're our hero.
Keep it clean.
Always keep it clean.
This tastes much different than the Whispering Angels.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
So gross.
We're drinking champagne because we're very happy to be back.
And we're ladies.
What else do we need to say? Is that all of the, like, housekeeping?
Yeah, this is WFMU, the best radio station ever. If you want to see... the comments and say hello, go to WFMU.org. Click on the link that says playlists and chats. Call now, you'll get through. 201-209-9368. The phones are blowing up, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally blowing up, which means we have not one freaking call. Listen, I think we're prepared for, like, it would take a minute.
I didn't think it would take a minute.
Well, I did because it's been 6 years.
Right. Since we did a show, but before that, we hadn't done one for 2 years.
Right. We stopped our full-time show in 2018, and then we came back for the summer of 2020, COVID summer. You're welcome. And here we are. We're old ladies now.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Call us. The topic is, am I weird if I... We are happy to judge you. Or not, depending on what your answer is. So tell us the weird thing you want to do, and we'll let you know if it's acceptable or unacceptable. 201-209-9368. We are here until 7 p.m. Are we ready?
Yeah, answer the phone.
Shall we?
Let's.
You got all the phone stuff ready?
I think so.
It's... Do you need me to tell you what channel it says?
No, I don't think so.
All right, here we go. We got a full board already, baby. This is what I like to see. I like to see it lit up in here. You can join the comments board by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Here we go. Full board. Let's do this. Hi, you're on the air. No, you didn't do it.
Hi, this is Lefty, the taffy man.
Hi, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm Lefty, the taffy man.
Okay, Lefty, the taffy man. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo.
Thank you.
Tell us your weird moment.
Well, it's this feeling that I'm going to publish a book under a pseudonym, even though I've written two books about the same subject. People have criticized me, so I was thinking maybe I should make up a name.
Wait, because like you want them to have like a clean slate?
Yeah, I need a clean slate.
It's a book about the same thing or a book about a new thing?
Well, not to use a fancy phrase, but it's a roman éclair. So it's about a famous pop band, a member of a famous pop band, but it's fictionalized.
So you write fan fiction?
Now I guess I do.
Yeah, boy, you write fan fiction. And there's nothing wrong with that. So
per se.
Wait, what should we do? Should we, like, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being, like, not weird and 10 being weird as hell. Goodbye.
That might work.
Okay, so what would you rate him?
Well, so the problem is he wants to know if it's weird if he uses a pseudonym on his new novel because everyone hates him from his old novel.
Correct. That's the question at hand.
Well, I don't like when people hate me, so I guess it's not that weird.
So you give him a 0?
A 1. Oh. Well, a 2. It's fan fiction.
You haven't heard the pseudonym yet.
Oh.
Oh, God. That's going to take us down to 10. Okay, go. What's the pseudonym?
Ajmish Vinyl.
10. You're a freak. I mean, let's look at the facts. Let's lay them out here. Fan fiction.
Correct.
Already got hated on.
Yes.
So trying to, like, basically lie and say you're someone else.
Right.
And what was up with the name?
Ajmish Vinyl?
Yeah. Where, like, what is that about?
Oh, well, it's based on the spokesperson that used to be the mouthpiece for The Clash. His name was Cosmo Vinyl. He's now a superintendent.
Okay, less weird.
All right,
less weird.
That's okay.
There's context that makes sense. All right.
Yeah. I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's weird either.
I think it's tacky. I think it's tacky that you called up to plug your own book.
All right.
All right, my guy. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, also, my new phrase is my guy. So if I start saying it too much, please tell me to stop.
Oh, you have a new catchphrase?
No, I mean, have a good one is still the vibe.
Okay.
But I say my guy a lot.
Where'd that come from?
I have no idea. It's like my version of dude, maybe.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us whatever weird thing you want to do. We'll tell you where it lands on the scale. Is that a better way of saying it or a worse way of saying it?
I think it's going to take us a while to grease the wheels.
To find it.
Find the vibe.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with it.
All right. Let's just see what happens. She just mouths, full board.
We still got it. The old lady still got it.
They can't see us. They don't know we're old.
Hello. You're on the air. This is Shut Up Weirdo.
Hey, what's up, my guy?
Hey, what? You sound hot as hell. Hi.
How's it going? Oh, man. So glad you're back on the air.
Oh, my God. I'm in love. So what's up with you? What's your name?
My name's Sean from
Colorado
Springs.
I have a boyfriend, Sean.
Is this your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, my God. How crazy would that be?
I said, I have a boyfriend, Sean. Stop hitting on me.
I would walk out of here in shame if your boyfriend called and I didn't know it was him and I hit on him not knowing it was him.
That'd be amazing.
No, I would, like, die.
He's not going to call.
Okay, sir, what is your, I don't know how to ask the question in an easy way. What is your weirdo meter?
No.
How do I?
You know how people bite their fingernails, right?
Yes.
Recently, I've gotten into yoga, and I've gotten into the habit of biting off my toenails, just because I can.
That's disgusting.
I take back everything I said. You are not hot.
That's gross.
Bye, body. Ten out of ten. What the?
He should use that flexibility to put something else of his in his mouth.
I didn't. Michelle.
Just saying.
I am. Scandalized.
I'm scandalous.
Am I supposed to be talking into this red dot?
Yes.
Oh, Am I too close?
No, this is how far you're supposed to be.
Look, I broke the thing already.
Great. I hope Ken's listening.
Ken got us a cake.
Ken got us a cake. Thank you, Ken. That was
it
really
was
sweet.
It was so cute. It said, "Welcome back, shut up, weirdo."
Very nice.
I almost cried. That was the sweetest thing.
Everyone was so jealous.
We very much asked him if a woman told him to do that, but he said that it was his own idea, so we were extra impressed.
Yeah, that was really nice of him. Thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm.
All right, so call us, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, am I weird if I... dot, dot, dot. Yeah, that's not a good way to pose it.
It's not?
I don't know. It's like clunky. And then when they call, I don't really know how to phrase tell us your weird story.
No,
like,
that's
not
right.
That's not
good. That's why I was worried.
But it's a good topic. I just haven't nailed. Yeah. I haven't nailed. Whatever.
Maybe they just have to start. We'll say
so
hi and they say, is it weird that I, hey, Franny and Michelle.
I could just say tell us your story.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Next topic is.
Yo, what up? You're on the air. Tell us your story.
Yes. The weirdest thing I wanted to do recently was to come down from Massachusetts to FMU for the cat adoption.
Was there a cat adoption?
There is a cat adoption coming June
20th. There's a cat adoption event, and we want to get another cat. And, the storytelling part of my brain assumes that it would be that magic would happen and we would find just the right cat if we go through the effort of traveling down, hundreds of miles and...
Where do you live?
Massachusetts.
So it's a four-hour drive.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not weird. That's nice.
This is a zero. This is a...
Okay.
You should totally do it.
Yeah.
And you will find your dream cat.
Yep.
Because dreams come true at WFMU, I promise you.
She's living proof.
That's right. You should
do
it.
Well, welcome back.
We will say hi to you at the cat adoption event if you come. What's your name, buddy?
Michael.
Michael, you know what? You're on the list. I like this call. I'm down with the cats. All right, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
It's hot in here.
You will. Bye.
It's hot in here.
He said, I will. Bye.
You're not hot?
No, but I have air blowing on my whole body right now.
All right. How's it going over there?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm chilling.
We're just checking in with each other.
Sweating, but chilling.
Is there like a fan or something?
No.
Oh, I got the AC up on.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Tonight we are asking you. Yeah, no, see,
yeah.
It's so weird. Is it weird that I can't figure out how to like pose this question?
No, it's not weird because it's not easy.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is. Am I weird if I... And now you fill in the blank. It's so clunky, dude. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Chrissy. How are you guys?
Hi, Chrissy. We love a lady caller.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. So happy that you guys are back.
Happy
hey,
to hear
excited.
You.
Is it weird that for the last 10 years, my Wi-Fi ID has been Shut Up Weirdo WFMU?
Hell no!
To Montclair.
Yes.
Last week, I made my ID again. Shut Up Weirdo WFMU one more time.
Oh, come on, really?
Say goodbye to it.
That's amazing.
Chrissy, of course you're on the list.
Clearly.
Duh. I mean, you knew exactly what you were doing. So for that, you are a weirdo, and we love you for it.
Yes, that's amazing.
I love you guys, too. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to have you. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win
okay.
a free T-shirt.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
I want her to win.
Okay, she's on the list.
Okay.
I put hearts next to her name.
Okay, great.
Anything else you need, Michelle?
No, I'm good.
Okay, just checking.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, thank you guys for your fun radio show this evening.
Well, thank you for joining us. What's your name?
I'm Andrea in Memphis.
Well, hello, Andrea. We love your accent.
I love Memphis.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad. Me too. And I love WFMU and listen to y'all down here.
Well, we love to hear it. So tell us, what are you wondering that's weird? No, I can't figure it out. What I mean.
Tell us why you're weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Tell us what you do that's weird.
Okay.
All right. So let me hear what you think. So this is my idea, is to have, sound baths or have become more popular.
Yeah.
But then, like, advertise for a sound bath, like, come to our sound bath. But then, like, the joke, it's like a joke on the people, and then you're just having, like, just cacophonous noises and, like, like pots banging.
No cursing.
Just, like, yelling and screaming, like,
That's crazy.
I think that's a 10 out of 10, and we fully support.
That's a crazy thing to do.
Do it.
You got to take their money before they come.
Yeah. How much are you going to charge them?
Sliding scale, like 1 to 5 or 10. I don't know. Things are rough out there. Oh, but maybe, like, call it weird sound bath or something.
No, don't. Just call it regular sound bath. But then let them do that. Like, you know how museums sometimes are free and it's like pay what you want?
Yeah.
Let them do it, pay what you want. And then when you turn on, like, Rage Against the Machine, it's freaking hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I am so into this. What's your name again?
I'm Andrea Buggy.
Andrea, you are on the list. Listen at the end of the hour because you might win a free t-shirt.
Aw, thanks, y'all.
Thank you. This is a great idea. Have a good one.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
That's diabolical.
That is so weird.
It's really, I would feel like she might get beat up.
That's a 10 plus in
the
weird
scale. No, I
guess
she wouldn't get beat up because they're like a bunch of hippies looking for, if she did the opposite thing where she was like come to a metal show and then she gave him a sound bath, maybe then she'd get beat up.
Yeah, she'd get stabbed. Oh man, that's a good one.
That's a good one, but I don't want to be there. Tell me about it later.
Oh man, I hope she like takes a YouTube video or something. Put that on TikTok. TikTok didn't exist the last time we were
That's
together.
Right, it didn't.
How weird is that?
I'm sweating so much, I don't understand.
Do you want to switch seats?
No, that would be weird. Would it be weird if we switched
seats?
On a
scale of 1 to 10, that's a 0 if you ask
me. No, it wouldn't make any sense
at
all.
I mean, it would be a little disruptive.
It'd be very disruptive.
But, you know, call us 201-209-9368. Tell us why you're weird. That you nailed it. You got it.
Is that it?
I mean, that's kind of it.
It's not really it.
It's not really it.
Because we need, like, a specific example.
Well, it's a question,
like...
yeah. Run your weirdo-ness, Pat. Nope. God damn it. I'm never going to get it.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Michelle Fingry, it's Handy.
Hey, Handy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Is your radio turned off?
Yeah, I had to get away from the room with the radio blaring.
You still hear it.
You can still hear it? My gosh. All right, I'm hiding in the other room now.
That's better.
Yeah, it
okay,
is. Oh,
perfect.
Nope. Call us from a better location. Have a good one. I'm not dealing with that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
I love all the ladies.
All right.
So,
I feel like, this is a good one.
But sometimes, when I partake in the devil's lettuce, I call someone who smited me in the past, pretending to be a doctor, telling them they have an urgent problem, and it makes them freak out. And I get calls from people they know saying this person has a serious disease.
I would say that's a 20 out of 10.
That what is your name,
some
Psycho?
Diabolical stuff.
Nibby.
Nibby?
Yeah.
And your name is Nibby?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
You are diabolical.
You do it all the time?
Probably like twice a month.
Twice a month?
How did this person smite you?
Is it the same person every time?
It's the same person that did something terrible.
And this dude hasn't, or I assume it's a dude,
yeah,
because, you know, it's usually a dude.
100%.
Exactly. So this moron dude hasn't, like, realized that something is up?
No. Sometimes he'll pick up and, like, talk to me, and I pretend to be the nurse.
What?
Do you block your number? How does...
No, Google Voice. You can get a big number.
What is Google Voice?
Oh, yeah.
What does that do? It disguises your voice? What does it do?
It does your phone number. Like, it gives you, like, a random phone number.
Oh, you are messing with my brain right now.
This
and
is
he
messed
is so
up.
Stupid he is. That he falls for it?
Yeah.
Every time?
Is it the same disease?
I like cycle the number. I have a couple numbers I'll call from.
Wow, you're crazy. Is it the same disease?
No, it's usually you need to call our office and come in. There's something we need to test you for.
Wow,
okay, but
you're
can
mean.
I just poke some holes in this story?
Mm-hmm.
If I got a random call from a doctor on like a random Tuesday that was like, hey, you need to come in, there's some things we need to test you for, I'd be like, well, that's BS because I hadn't even been to the doctor in like 7 months.
Well, I learned this from somebody who got a call from somebody that they had relations with, and they got a call from like the health department that's like,
oh, you're telling him
he's
got STDs.
You are absolutely diabolical. I am floored. How do you sleep at night? Do you not feel bad? Tell us more about this.
I don't feel bad at all. I feel good about it.
You can't tell us what he did to you? Can you give us, like, a hint?
It was just kind
you
of
don't
like
have to.
Stalker weirdo
mm-hmm.
stuff.
The classic.
But now you're a stalker weirdo.
Oh, Michelle just flipped it on you. Oh.
How old are you?
I am 41 years old.
And still diabolical
old
to the bone.
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better. Michelle, you
She's
are
She's on
right.
my list.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This might be even too diabolical for my list. What's
I
your
like
name?
I like this one.
Nivy.
Oh, yeah, Nivy. I forgot. Sorry. How do you spell that? Like, with B's? N-I-B-B-Y?
Yeah.
Is it short for anything?
No, that's just it.
All right, Nivy, I put you on the list, and I want you to know I wrote you down as Nivy Dr. Death. All right. So listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
I will. Have a good
one. Have a good one.
That's wild. And that jerk must be having sex with a lot of people if he thinks twice a month he's getting an STD call.
Maybe that's what he did to Nibby.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, am I weird if I...
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. You can join our comments page by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Are they there? Are people chatting?
Oh, they're there.
Oh, they're chatting?
I mean, it's popping off. I didn't even really have time to say hi because... Been off the hook the whole time.
So popular.
I was a little nervous that nobody was going to call, so
it's
feeling,
summer.
I'm feeling really good about myself right
well,
now.
Well, it's only the first show, so slow your roll. We've got 11 more.
I mean, it can only go up from here.
Mm.
Or down.
Mm.
Right now, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Even if it goes down, this up is good enough.
Yeah, live in the now.
Yeah, amen, sister. All right, 201-20. Actually, you're not going to get through it. Never mind.
I need a fan.
Hi, you're on the radio. Michelle's hot. What's up with you?
Oh, I am not hot, especially after that last call. It has left me a little uneasy, but I'd like to know, I have a scenario, and when I mean scenario, an actual event that happened, and if you could tell me, please, if it's weird or wimpy or ugly, none of the above, all of the above, please, yes?
Okay, we've got you. We're with you, my guy. Keep going.
Okay, thank you. So I put the following situation. It's a public event, a get-together, let's say for a great radio station, WFMU. Yes, it was. And you're online there waiting to meet the DJ, right? You get online. People are taking photos and stuff. Yeah, it's cool, cool hang. The person gets online. It's my turn, right?
Did you hang up?
I didn't mean to. My finger was on the button because he was giving me the heebie-jeebies, so I was ready to do it, and then I pressed it by mistake. I didn't know it was that sensitive. I'm really sorry, dude.
Please call back.
Please call back. I didn't mean to hang up on you, I promise. But I was a little bit nervous.
I will admit that.
I was a little bit nervous, and I kept mouthing to Michelle, should I hang up? And she was like, no. But my finger was on the button, and I didn't know it was that sensitive. This is our first time back.
Please call back.
Oh, I feel really bad.
Yeah, he sounded like he was an emotional man.
No, I think he was putting on a show.
No, I think he was...
Pretty sure that was a show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. This is... I am
not hot.
Whoop.
You gotta turn your radio off.
It's off.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you know, I called in first timer. It's a minor fetish. I just like to call into radio shows where I can get free swag, and I was just really jonesing for a T-shirt.
What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, you have to have a really good story to win a shirt.
Well, I guess, I thought this was a decent story, but now I think I want to go for a sound bath, and I'm scared out of my mind that I'm going to get a phone call from the frickin' health department, and I'm going to have, like, you know, a coronary, so... I don't know. I was all prepared. I was, like, making room in my closet for the new shirt, and now I just feel like I'm beaten down. I don't know.
Well, listen, Mark, you got, like 12-ish more episodes. We're here for the summer. But I will say that you taking all these calls, like they're so serious, is a 10-10 on the weirdo scale.
Truth.
Well, I appreciate that, you know. Like I said, you know, it's a minor fetish that I could control if I want to. At least that's what my shrink says. But in any event, welcome back. And I'm something between a large and an extra large. Just
no, you got to win it. Is this the point where I say that I know this man?
Mm-hmm.
This is my buddy Mark
from the park.
I hang out in the park. And yes. I call this group of men the vets, because we hang out at the vets fountain, but they're not vets. They just hang out there because they smoke cigars.
It's just a fountain, right.
Yeah. So, Mark, I would call the leader of the vets.
Ooh.
Mark, don't worry.
That's a previous distinction at best.
You still got plenty of weeks to call. This can be your goal for the summer.
Well, you know.
And I have faith in you.
You gotta stay with the topic, though.
But I'm happy you're listening, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, and next week.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be here next week.
Have a good one.
All right, have a good one. Those are my best friends.
That's lovely.
Like, when I go to the bathroom, he holds the dog for me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom in the park?
Well, it's not really the park. It's Stuytown.
Mm.
I hang out at Stuytown. They have a cafe. They sell wine, so I have a little wine, and I go to the bathroom.
Don't tell people where you live.
I don't live there.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Answer the question, am I weird if I...
I definitely don't live there. Dun, dun, dun. Am I weird if I live in Stuytown?
No, there's people here who live in Stuytown.
I love Stuytown, but no, I do not live there. Actually, I wish I did. 201-209-9368. Am I weird if I... What up? You're on the air.
No, and you know what? That's fine. Oh, Michelle, forgiven. All is forgiven because that reaction is not the first time. But like Alan Six always said, don't curse. Don't curse. My name is Oscar, by the way. Great show. I can't wait to call back, but I'm going to finish the story now. So was that weird?
Well, we didn't hear the story, dude.
So then I'm there, and I finally, it's my turn, and Clay Pigeon's like, hi, and I break down crying. And he approaches me cautiously. What are you feeling? What are you feeling right now?
I don't like you. You are not invited back.
Wow.
Is there a way to ban someone from calling?
No.
God, I wish there was. I need to talk to Ken.
You don't need to talk to Ken.
That would be lovely if I could be like, that phone number is no longer invited.
No.
But I guess they could just use someone else's phone.
Yeah, they'll use Google phone.
We
don't like that. That's not what we're here for.
It made me uneasy.
This isn't theater.
That's all I'm going to say.
This isn't theater.
I don't want to talk bad about someone I don't know, but that, the energy makes me uneasy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got through.
Hi, what's your name, buddy?
Hi. Hey, it's Bandit.
Bandit?
Yes, Bandit.
Like a raccoon?
Sure.
All right, tell us your story, dude.
Is it weird that... Okay, so when I just recently put a flagpole mount on my house.
You did what?
Is it weird that I put my flag upside down because I feel like this country is in distress?
No, that's a 0 out of 10. We support you 100%. You did it right. This country is in distress.
Okay. Now I guess I don't feel as weird about it anymore.
We appreciate your patriotism.
Yeah. God bless America.
God bless America.
Hoorah.
Yes, hoorah. Have a good one.
Bye, Bandit.
Call us, 201-209-9368. You'll get in. You'll get through right now. Call now. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, am I weird if I... Hi, you're on the air.
Wow. It's magical. You both are back.
Isn't it?
It is. How really does it appreciate feel? It
sounds like...
You only wanted
you
to
like,
do one or two.
Wait, so. Say that again?
You're only wanting to do one or two episodes during the marathon, you had said. But
yeah, but, you know, I also said we would do an episode for every extra grand we made, and we made... the extra grand, and we are women of our words.
Wow. I failed to, I had to work. So I missed the whole 12, I guess. 12
we made
grand.
26,
oh,
actually.
Yeah.
Thanks
actually.
For asking.
Yeah,
wow. No wonder why Ken brought you a cake.
We were going to do we were gonna do 3, and then that was at 20, and then we made 26, so 6 plus 3 is 9.
Stop bragging.
And we will be here for the summer.
No,
anyway,
really
what's your name, buddy?
It. You know, perhaps I know it was probably a tough conversation with Alan. But we'll dramatize that at a future date.
Yes, definitely.
That wasn't our call.
Yeah, that's
I know.
A Ken call.
Yeah. It's not
I'm just an innocent bystander.
We just fill out the form and see what happens.
I just tell Ken this is the only slot I want. Yes or no. Anyway, what's up with you?
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
No, I haven't. How about you? Everything changes, no. But you know what? Nothing changes. All right, so tell us your little weird tidbit.
Yeah. Okay, it's a two-parter. One... Am I weird if I honestly, thoroughly enjoy C-SPAN and seek it out? And
no,
two, I don't watch it. I listen to it.
Well, that's just like news radio, isn't it? If you
yeah, but it's so dry.
It.
Like you're listening to,
do you use
you know,
it to fall
Senate
asleep?
Hearings or WAJO or...
Yeah, like, what are you using it for? That's a good question, Michelle. Like, is it turning you on or are you using it to fall asleep?
Yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy knowing the minutiae of, like, this little bureaucratic parliamentary, you know, system.
No.
You don't need to know all that, but, like, why do I... Yeah, isn't that weird that that's the noise,
no.
You know, I listen to?
You're just a nerd, and that's fine.
Did you hear Michelle?
No, I was talking.
She's,
sorry.
She said you're just a nerd, and that's fine.
At least it's not NPR.
Okay.
Yeah, NPR is worse. That's like, doesn't station manager Ken listen to NPR to take a nap?
I'm not going to confirm.
Oh, am I not allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Is that bad? I just got in trouble. I'm going to get fired
personal
already.
Information.
Yeah, who knows? I'm going to get fired
for
already.
He learned a lot about Andy through his assistant.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they listened to that episode. It was like the second to the last. Andy couldn't make it. And so his assistant had to go on, and we got to learn a bunch of stuff about Andy. Like,
dude,
sorry,
this,
are you calling our show talking about another show?
Are you a WFMU historian?
That's
like,
weird.
What is happening right now?
It's important. You got to know your roots,
not.
Right?
No, we know our roots. We built roots here.
Yeah.
Anyway, love thanks it. For calling, dude. He got annoying at the end.
He was, like, on the debate team.
That dude, like, called a mansplain. Let's just be real.
I don't know. I think he's just... He was probably on, like, the Princeton...
Yeah, I'm not into the way that call ended. I liked him in the beginning. All right, call us. We have an empty board, so
no,
that means
we don't.
You'll get... Actually, we have one call. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, am I weird if I... ...
I want a martini.
We've got about 25 minutes left, as always. Our favorite call wins a free T-shirt. There's only about 3 people in the running, so you got a good chance. And just to tell you, our T-shirt is a reissue with a little tweak.
Is it online?
I don't know.
It's on
the WFMU Instagram. If you want to see what the new T-shirt is. It's
Isn't
a reissue
it on
our-
oh,
of
no,
our first...
No.
T-shirt ever.
The first show wasn't the first shirt wasn't the pizza shirt.
No, the first shirt was Face Off.
Interesting.
Pizza shirt was like 2 or 3 years in.
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I had them all by year. I can double check, but definitely wasn't number one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Face Off was the first shirt ever.
What year was that?
When we started, I don't remember. Maybe 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Call us, 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm calling about something that I would like to have you evaluate in terms of weirdness.
We are ready to evaluate.
I think innocently enough. Like, I was concerned about my gut health.
And
I wanted to eat food that was like agreeing with me. And I'm not, I won't get too graphic here, but I, you know, I was having like a lot of diarrhea. So I was like, I wanted to improve my eating.
That's graphic.
But it slowly started to progress into like, I started deciding all of my food eating choices based on their impact of my bowel movements. Because I feel like it's such a good indicator of health. But I think I've taken this a little too far. But I look at food, I'm like, is that going to make my bowel movement?
I'm good on this. I'm good on this.
Michelle doesn't like bowel movement conversations, but I love them.
I'm good on this.
I'm very interested. But I would say my professional opinion is you're not weird, you're smart.
Yeah, gut health. I mean, that's the best indicator of gut health.
Agreed. I think you're on the right track, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right,
I should have asked him what he was eating. I have horrible gut health.
Well, you don't want to talk about it, so.
Neither did that guy.
Ouch. Rude. Can you imagine calling and then just, like, hanging up?
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Mike. I live in Newport, Virginia.
Cool. Welcome to Shut Up, Weirdo.
Thanks.
What would you like us to assess for you?
Well, I like to be naked all the time. And
cool.
It's a problem because most places you can't be naked, so I have to wear clothes. Mm. But whenever I get a chance, I take my clothes off and I run around naked. So is that weird or not?
I would say there's weirder things in the world.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't do it at a playground.
Right.
Good point, Michelle. Good, or like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless so it was a hot dog restaurant.
I just
restaurant.
Wish I could, whatever, go to Food Lion and be naked. But I can't. I know I can't, right? I have had a couple of run-ins with the local police guys because I was skinny dipping in the river.
Oh, okay, skinny dipping's fine.
Skinny dipping is the best. Clover,
nobody right? should go swimming with clothes on.
Skinny dipping still, at all times
guys,
is
know,
approved.
Where I live, it's Southwest. It's Southwest Virginia, and it's, you know, it's the Bible Belt. These guys are just, they have no sense of humor about it at all, especially the cops.
I love being naked.
You know what? This is a zero. Or, like, yeah. I'll give you a one just because maybe you're doing it in places you shouldn't have.
He can go swimming naked in a river.
Well, who knows what else he's doing? That's just the one he told us about.
Right.
Tell us about the weirdest place you've done it.
Well,
come on, let's take
you know,
it. Let's take
I'm generally
it there.
Not looking to get in trouble, but okay. I also have some fairly wild parties here at my hippie compound.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell us more about your hippie compound.
Yeah, sound baths there.
Do you do sound baths? Because we have a vendor for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name is Nibby. Oh wait,
no, that
her
was
name
a
is
Nibby.
Andrea.
Andrea.
So anyway, one night, it was really late at night, like, I don't know, 2 a.m., and we were low on firewood. And I knew that the house next door, which, you know, belongs to a friend of mine, so it was no problem.
You got to speed it up, my guy. Speed it up. Speed up the story. Speed it up. Get to the point.
Okay, so I got on the tractor, and I got one of my friends who was there also naked to ride on the mower in the back of the tractor, and we drove the tractor on the road to the next door neighbor's house, picked up some wood, came back naked all the way, and we did have some traffic passes on the road.
That sounds dangerous.
With the D's out? Who cares?
Yeah.
This is nothing. This is a nothing burger.
Yeah.
You're fine. You just like to get air.
Thanks. I
we support you.
Yeah, I support it.
Have a good one.
Free the nip.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello, we are great. How are you? Tell us your weirdo story.
Yeah. Is it weird that when I come home from work, I like to take my clothes off, and before I put my comfy clothes on, I hug my dog without a shirt on?
What kind of dog is it?
She's a Malamute.
That's a big dog, right?
Question about the hugging with the dog.
Yeah, question
Are
about
you,
the
like,
hugging.
Are you, like, motorboating the dog?
No, it's just a gentle hug. Just to feel fur against my chest.
No, that's just skin on skin. You gave
that's
birth
fine.
To the dog. We get it.
Right, that's the first thing I do.
Yeah,
when
that's
I get
a
home.
Child. Yeah, that's a child you gave birth to. We get it.
Skin to skin with my baby.
So mine was going to be when Michelle asked me what's your example for this topic. I said, "Is it weird that I gave birth to my dog?" And every man at the table was like, "What do you mean?" And me and Michelle just looked at each other like, duh. Of course you gave birth to your dog. And all the guys were like,
thing.
Station manager Ken was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, he was very confused.
They were all so confused. But like a man wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't want a hug pony dripping in sweat though.
No, because that's sticky.
Yeah.
And then her fur would stick to you.
She's so...
Yeah, no. But, like, naked? Yeah, skin on skin. That's, like, what you do with a baby.
The first thing I do when I get home is take off my clothes.
Yeah, totally cool. We love you. In fact, you're on the list just because we agree.
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's Colleen.
Colleen, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I will. Love y'all.
Love you. Have a good one.
She's probably not going to win, but I like her.
I know, me too, but I feel like she needed an honorable mention.
She might be that cool lady that I used to know.
I wrote skin on skin dog.
Skin on skin dog.
You know what? My notes for every show, I feel like we should start posting them.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Because they're kind of funny. And then I doodle and draw stuff, too.
You're a true artist.
I am Picasso over here.
I'm bringing a fan next time.
Or maybe I can sit there and you can sit here.
Yeah, look, there's a fan.
You want me to go plug it in for you?
No, it might be annoying. We have to test it.
Okay, let me know.
I will, thanks.
Oh, we can test it after. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio. Yo.
And Frangles.
Goodbye, Freakazoid. Oh, they were saying Frangles.
That was Aaron.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm sorry, Aaron, call back. I thought it was spam. I forget about our listeners. Oh, I feel so bad.
You should. Frangles? That was really mean. You jumped the gun there.
It sounded like, you know.
Aaron, call back.
On what? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What up? How are you?
Glad you're back.
Thanks.
So, I heard earlier the guy talking about his gastro issue.
No, please don't call in with more of that.
Well, it's not... Maybe it's a little weird.
No, we don't want to know about your stomach issues. You got anything else that you do that's weird?
Well, it's in the shower. It's not really about the stomach.
This is not looking good.
No.
No?
No, this is not looking safe for the radio.
Oh, no, it's safe. It's safe. I cup the water behind and I blow bubbles.
What's that weird noise?
What does that even mean? Is he in the shower right now?
Are you in the shower?
No, not right now.
Like, we hear water. What is that?
Maybe.
You hear that, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Goodbye, freak. Hi, you're on the radio.
I've actually been
here.
No, I've been hearing it the whole time.
Hi, you're on the... Damn, we just pretended that it was that guy.
I know.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't either. We just hung up because we didn't know what he was saying. All right. 201-209-9368. Call right now. You'll get in. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. You have 2 seconds. Are you here with us or not?
I'm here.
What's up, dude?
Hey, you want to know the weirdest thing?
You are stressing me out. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
I have it. Look, listen.
No.
But give people a chance.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Give people a chance.
No, I can't. I don't think I can.
Why?
I don't know. People are starting to stress me out.
Relax.
Because also, like, they're taking the topic as, like, I'm going to call in and do weird stuff, and that's not the topic.
Well, you actually didn't let him finish.
Because I didn't want to know where it ended.
Well, I, unlike you, have a curious mind. And I would have liked to know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why don't you hang up on Aaron again?
Really?
No. He's going to call back.
I haven't been on the air in like 6 years.
No, he'll think it's funny. He's funny.
201-209-9368. Aaron, please call back. I'm really sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. You're nervous about everyone, though, now.
The last,
like, five calls has been, like...
I don't know. I feel like they're starting to get, like...
creepy? All right, let's see what the next one holds for us.
I can't trust them.
Okay.
Can you guys just follow the rules? And if you can't, then just don't call.
This is a wholesome show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are ya? I got a weird thing that I do when I'm vacuuming, which is, like... a Tourette's sort of thing kicks in where I just start shouting expletives, like, just because nobody else can hear me. Is that weird?
That's funny.
Like, you're, like, aggressively vacuuming your home and just, like, screaming curse words?
Pretty much.
I love that.
Yeah, I like
that,
too. In fact,
I'm going to try that tomorrow. That sounds fun.
It's
fun. Yeah, it does sound fun.
I gotta say, like, because nobody else can hear you because
right,
I'm muffled.
Right, because it's so loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm into this.
I like it. What's your name?
Vincent.
Vincent. That's
ooh,
a good
nice
one.
Ooh, nice name, too. All right, Vincent, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Will.
Oops, sorry, buddy.
What's his code name?
I wrote Tourette's Vacuum.
Excellent. 201-209-9368. There's about 10 minutes left on Shut Up, Weirdo. Our first time back. We're here for the summer schedule.
I'm starting to eliminate some of contenders.
Okay. Do you want
no,
to,
I'm not going to call out who I'm eliminating.
Okay.
201-209-9368. You can also join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments page. There's a whole new world of weirdos on there, by the way. Hi, guys.
What do you mean a whole new world of weirdos?
I mean... a lot of names I don't recognize.
Interesting.
The show's popping off, so I don't have time to say hi to them all. But I see you guys on there, and I'm reading your comments. They're calling me Frangles. Thank you for that.
We don't want that. Do we want that?
I don't care.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Let's get this show's topic back on track, okay? It's like running off the rails. So, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. All good.
Hello, ladies. Chris from Brooklyn. Long time no see.
Oh, wow.
Wow, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, wow, buddy. What a blast from the past.
Yeah, seriously.
We are sweating and sweating here today. But here's the thing. Would it make me strange that it really turns me on to hear the screams of young children?
I mean, obviously, yes. So you couldn't come up with a better question?
No, it's not. That's actually bringing you right back to the topic. It does this make me weird?
The playful screams or the murderous screams?
No. Playful screams. Screams of joy.
Screams are not...
you know, having a blast.
No, screams is not the word that you think of when you think of joy. I would call that laughter. Loud laughter. Scream is like death.
We're talking like roller coaster screams. I'm working as a carny right now with kiddies.
No, you aren't.
So you're getting turned on by hearing kids ride roller coasters screaming?
I love when the kids are happy and they're smiling faces and they do waves and then they like give me high fives and stuff like
turned
that.
Turned on is the wrong word as well.
Oh, but also, okay, but screams is also not the right word.
That's all from the distance. Okay, so the exaltations of our youth.
Yes.
Being amused.
No, that is lovely.
Sexual motorway on a little, you know, roller coaster.
I
think I missed a few words.
Did you say a sexual way?
Well, it's a psychosexual thing. When people go on rides, it's like they get to confront death. That's why people love going to the amusement park and going on rides, like cycling and stuff.
I think that the reason, the way you just explained it, is a totally weirdo, and like I hate it, and I'm like shivering. Excellent. But I would say that kids having fun at a playground, cool sound.
No, but it brings me joy. It's like who's that condo woman?
Well, I very much hope that you are not allowed to go near playgrounds and you are registered as a level one sex predator.
He works at a carnival.
Well, he shouldn't. Hi, we should report him. Hi, you're on the air. I'm getting pissed now.
Hey, welcome back, ladies. This is Rob from Edison.
I feel like they're messing with us, and I don't like it.
No, I don't. I think that it's cool.
Hi.
Hey.
Tell us about your weirdo story.
Weirdness?
I don't even know.
My weirdness, yeah.
Yeah, sure, your weirdness.
Over, over COVID, we were all working from home, and everyone was getting aquariums. My daughter was experimenting because she was studying genetics with a bunch of mice, and she said, "Dad, do you want a bunch of mice?" And I like, "No." But then everyone was doing their own home aquariums over COVID. And my kids, when they were little, they had habit trails. And I'm an artist,
What's that?
I made it an art project. So now in my office, I have this beautiful enclosure of habit trail habitat.
A habit trail is when the animal goes through and makes all the tunnels,
like an
right?
Ant.
The tubes, yeah, it's all tubes.
Like an ant.
No, like a hamster.
Not like an ant?
No, they go through like a tube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really amazing now that all my friends are like, they said, they keep saying, you know, you should go on TikTok with this, you'll be famous. Like, I don't want to be known as the mouse man because, you know, truth be told, it's very entertaining while I'm working because they're very cute and it's easy maintenance, way more entertaining than fish. But, you know, I am a 60-year-old man with mice in his office.
But, like, it's part of your job.
Well, no, my job is I work for pharmaceuticals, but
I work for Big Pharma? Now
you
that's weird.
You work for Big Pharma and you've got, like, animals in your office?
You're testing on animals?
No, there's no testing. No, no, no. My daughter is at UPenn studying genetics.
I went to UPenn.
Cool. And she's on a doctorate and she's working in a lab. And I also happen to work in pharma, but this was just something that I did as an art project. It has nothing to do with testing.
Okay, you're not weird.
Yeah, you're totally normal, my guy.
My guy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Google, volume zero. I'm sorry, you know who this is. This is know-it-all.
Oh, no, ain't nobody got time.
Jesus,
for
we don't have time for all your words. Can you condense into, like, five?
I did like the last guy said. Anyway, here's what I think. Here is what makes me weird, is that I want to debate. Soccer is as sophisticated as checkers, but football is like chess. And I want to tell people, soccer is a game for children. Let's debate it. No one wants to debate it.
I don't want to debate
it. You know what I mean?
I don't even want to debate it on this call. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Wait, hang up on a long time.
Hi, sorry. Hi.
He goes, way to hang up on a long time friend.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Aaron.
Hey, Michelle and Frankles. So is it weird that I am 41 years old and take nuts every day?
Take nuts? What does that mean?
Take nuts every
day? Is that what he said?
Aaron, is that
Aaron,
what
you
said?
You gotta explain.
Naps.
Oh, takes naps.
No, that's fine.
No. Listen, a nap is a luxury. If you can afford to take a nap, you very much should take a nap.
Yep.
So, Aaron, no, that's a zero. That's a negative five on the scale. We are jealous, if anything. We missed you. I'm sorry I hung up on you before.
Ha ha, suckers.
All right, Aaron, it's good to hear from you. Glad you're doing well. Have a good one. We've got a bunch of calls, and we've got 3 minutes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I have something that's a little weird, you might think.
What's up?
I do a yoga pose called the peacock pose, and everywhere I go, and I post them on Instagram. I have like 900 of them that I've done everywhere from Mount Rushmore to Times Square to...
Which one's that pose?
Zion National Park. It's pretty interesting.
It's got to be something up there. And people are like into them, huh?
Yeah, it's a peacock pose, as they call it.
That's cute. That's cool.
I don't know if you're familiar with yoga.
Yeah, that's not weird. That's cool. I mean, it's weird, but it's cool that like people are into it, so not weird then.
Yeah, I post them on Instagram, and I got quite a few views, you know. And I also post them on Google Maps, too.
All right, you're approved, buddy. Have a good one. How much time do we have, Michelle?
2 minutes,
like,
Franny.
How many calls do you think I can take? Two?
Three.
All right, we have three. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys. It's been a while. I've been trying to get in for a while. Is it weird that myself and three friends make, like, professional band posters for a band called Free Handicap Parking?
Oh, my God. Goodbye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, what's up? Make it quick. We only have 3 minutes.
No, we have 1.5 minutes.
Kind of sensitive to things paranormal instead of, like...
No.
What is going on over
That's
there?
That's what I mean. It kind of, like, I lost my patience. Yeah. I don't know. But I also started feeling like we started getting really bad calls by the end. Well, am I wrong? Am I wrong? I could be wrong. Are you not feeling that, like, some of the calls at the end were, like, they were a little bit messing with us?
Yeah, a little bit, but I... Yeah, a little bit.
So then I think that put me on edge.
Yeah, you were a little on
and
edge.
And maybe I was judging a little bit too quickly. I'll admit it.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
And that's all that matters, baby.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, but we only have 1 minute left, so it has to be really fast. But let's try and
Hi, you're on the air. You have 10 seconds. What's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, 10 seconds.
Hi, I can make a lot of weird noises with my mouth.
Goodbye. All right, so the winner is...
Are you able to do this all summer?
Yeah, I'm having a good time, actually. This was, like, the greatest night of my life. It's good to be back with the Weirdos.
All right. Show. Who won?
I think Wait, Andrea who... with the sound bath.
Wait, who do I think won?
I don't care. I'm the one that chooses.
No.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Let me see.
Well, I'm the one that makes the list.
I like the lady who said told her friend that he had, or her enemy that he had the doctors.
Well, it's between Andrea with the sound bath and Nibby with the doctor death.
Nibby.
Both of you. Andrea and Nibby.
Hurry up.
Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address at, what is my email? frangree@gmail.com.
All right. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We're going to go straight to Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam.
Billy Jam forever.
See you next week.
Have a good one.
Got to check out the avenue. Got to check out the avenue. You know what I mean, Senior Gigio?
Yeah, Telegraph Avenue.
So we're at the Avenue Bar on Telegraph Avenue, 4822, which is a beloved dive bar owned by Curtis Howard, who is in a local hard rock band, Lowbrow. We'll be talking with him about heavy metal and stuff. How are you doing, Senior Gigio?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's so good to see you, man.
Likewise.
And I got the instrumental in the background here of The Avenue by Dre Dogg, and you're going to do a little freestyle over it a little later, right?
I'm going to kick something.
I just want to say welcome to the summer season. This is part four in our Put the Needle on Telegraph Avenue series, where we go up and down Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley and Oakland. So far, we've just been in Oakland and do a live broadcast. We've done three already. Where were the other three from?
We did Winky Dinky Dogs.
Which is just down the way here, two blocks.
Yep. Lloyd's Records and Addis Restaurant, the Ethiopian spot.
That was a good place, too.
That was a lot of fun.
They've all been really good. I really like how welcoming everyone has been.
Right.
So anyway, shout out going out to Mona, who was on earlier today on WFMU. And since this is not just part four of this show, the Telegraph Avenue series, it's the first show of this Put the Needle on the Record for the summer season. And what I'm going to do is play, you did that great Mothership WFMU freestyle rap where you shouted out all of the different DJs that was on the previous schedule, the 2025/2026. Many of them are the same, but there's a lot of changes too, including my friends Michelle with one L and Frangry, and the return of Shut Up Weirdo. It's good to have them back. It's so good. In fact, I gotta play something from them. For real though, let me get it on here. Let's go back in time with the. I think this one is from a number of years ago. And it's the Shut Up Weirdo remix project, something entitled You Should Come to Tulum. Oh, yeah.
You should come to Tulum.
You should come to Tulum.
I can't afford to go to Tulum.
What did you do to get out of trouble?
Very good.
Thank you.
A couple
Thank
minutes
you.
Left. You're on the shut up weirdo. Weirdo.
What are you talking about?
Try again.
Weirdo, weird, you just kept doing it to me, and I was like, what?
The WFMU mothership.
WFMU.
The year 2026. It goes down like this. Sayo G's, you're coming through with the ill lyrics. Gotta let y'all know what time it is, y'all.
What time
hey.
Is it?
Hold up. I'm stretching and yawning. Ready to wake with clay pigeon on a weekday morning. I get my currents off Brian D. If you don't like my steez, go climb a tree. If you're curious, then cue my departure. I'm hitting up Carol for some serious moonlight sonatas. Joe McGaskill with the surface noise. Turn it up, boys and girls, ladies and gents. Don't pardon mine, cause I do my chores when it's garbage time like Matt Warwick. Yeah, boy, I'm back in orbit. Stacking more chips and I'll be at it again. For the Wednesday morning show with station manager Ken. That's where the Andy and Ken, cause it's gonna be a 7-second delay. We say this is the modern world, we need trouble from a DJ. John Allen with J.A. in the A.M. We on the FM causing a little mayhem. Playing everybody's songs with cricket. That's the ticket, I'm finna kick it and get down with the mystic sound. Peace to Jeff Sard for 41 years of reggae schoolroom.
Peace.
Michael Shelley keep it locked on Saturday, so I'm tuned. Jessica keeping me in the mood, do a grande when we rendezvous with Joe B. Lock and play 3-4 Monty, probably cry me to sleep. I'm in my feelings like Michelle with one L. Real radio when it's done well, I'm compelled to give it all I got. I'm a polyglot like Jesse Doris, and if there's a God in push button heaven, he adore us and Jody Peyote. Oh, for show, man. Now, let's go ham on the Glenn Jones radio program. R.I.P. X-Ray Burns. I'm making left-way turns. The Fool's Paradise with Rex. Scott Williams tell the truth, but I'm perplexed. Hoof and Mouth Symphonia with the inner glow. Jimmy Price hit you with the one-minute show. We the spin ace blasters like Cremo Coil. Your ears need more oil. So let Irwin choose it. Play the audio. We build strength through failure like Fabio. I'm hooked on that Todd O'Phonic. And that's why I'm fly like a comet. Okay. Still too weird for the rockers and too rock for the weirdos. Paul Bruno in your earlobes.
Yo.
It's what you heard, it's not what you saw. And that's why we prefer Radio Raw. Mark Hurst gon' make it tectonic. Bucci, he's on it. So I'm here with a lyrical edition of some miracle nutrition. Hardy White keeping a tradition. So ask Alan, cause he knows what's up. All my folks be low-key posted up. Cooling like an iceberg, a Rob Weisberg. Trans-Pacific sound, paradise turned up. High volume, here we go. Why do we only listen to dead people? Find out what Carol Gimble and Cullen Bryant. Dave Mandel said it's complicated, but I'm still trying to find my soul. But I can't escape the music of mind control, like Micah, so I'm hyper. At the 21 Lounge with Don Fleming, where it's really going down. So I'm hitting up Bailey for Mahogany, out here in the field with Amanda talking to trees. My mouth on motor,
Catch a vocal fry from Dan Boda. I just hit my quota. Now I'm in the right setting with a honky-tonk radio girl like Becky. I'll meet you at the Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt and Daniel Blumen. Cause I be getting up, got you freaking out like Kendra Plex. When I'm in effect, feel me like Sydney in your kidney until you recollect. I'm ready to pass by, Dave the Spaz, got music to spaz by. Get AK, gotta burn it down. Marty McSorley, turn up the sound. And that's something that you can't ignore. Like Samantha's freeform, blend a worky core. Furthermore, I'm learning scores. And DJ Time Traveler got me in the travel zone. Fly into Radio Futura with Pedro Futura. In your mandula and your computer, I'm super like DJ Perro Caliente. We secret canine agents, ear racing with Roman in a chariot, getting it in like chin. Out of my money in every country, and I'm staying fresh to death. Yes, yes, got my Clowntronics from ATF. Now I'm smelting. Zabadon, can you help me? Somebody get me off of this elevator.
Get me off.
DJ Bonds, bring the Bonsulator. Maddie, no time, just buried in the backseat. I'm in a